Now, the revolution in Egypt, it not only toppled President Hosni Mubarak, it led to the dissolution of Mubarak's party and the turning over of all its assets to the state. This is welcome news to the dozens of new political parties that are emerging in Cairo, as Ursula Lindsay reports.
Protesters already burnt the headquarters of President Mubarak's party to the ground in January. Now that the party is officially dissolved, many here are celebrating what they hope will be a new era of democratic competition. Under Mubarak, a government committee reviewed applications of anyone wanting to start a political party, and it denied most of them. That was the case of the Wasat Party, explained spokesman Yamin Nuh.
We were trying for about 15 years, trying to have the license to participate in the political life as a formal party.
Wasat, or the Middle Way Party, is a moderate offshoot of the Islamist opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood. It's open to Christians as well as Muslims. The Wasat Party was fighting for recognition in court when the revolution broke out. Days after Mubarak stepped down, a judge ruled in its favor. And last month, the current military authorities passed a law making it pretty easy for any group to form a party. The Muslim Brotherhood has announced it will do so. So have dozens of others. They're all looking to participate in the parliamentary and presidential elections scheduled for this year. Nuh says the more parties, the better.
It's a very good thing that we have many parties, and we start practicing after 30 years of stuck in that past regime of Hosni Mubarak. We have political virginity. I can explain it like that.
Nuh is referring to the fact that for decades the Mubarak regime stage-managed politics, never allowing parties to really build a following. As I interview Nuh, two would-be members drop by Wasat's offices and sit with one of his colleagues. Mohammed Osman is a middle-aged engineer. Osman says he's part of the silent majority, who never joined a political party before because they didn't see the use. He says now he wants to find a way to make his voice heard. The time of sitting at home and expressing our anger on the internet is over, he says. We need to get out. Lots of other parties are planning their strategies as well. The Egyptian Social Democratic Party's Youth Committee meets in a bookstore in downtown Cairo. Theirs is one of several new liberal parties. The group discusses organizing activities in universities and putting up flyers in low-income neighborhoods. Everyone, it seems, has come to the conclusion that they should be doing something. Some have decided that forming a political party isn't their best option, but creating a political action committee is. Hundreds of young people are packed into a large auditorium in Cairo. The revolution will not be over, the speaker says, until all the old regime's cronies are brought to justice. The event is organized by the April 6 movement. The movement was one of the forces behind the fall of President Mubarak. Amr Ali is one of the young founding members.
We would have never been allowed to have a conference like this. There would have been intelligence officers at the door. People were afraid to approach us. Today, no one is afraid.
In the lobby, volunteers gather the contact information of eager new members. Amal Sharaf, another founder, says April 6 believes it can work for change best by not being a political party.
When we founded the movement, we decided that we will not seek authority.
In fact, the purpose of this new political action group is to lobby for a law that would allow the creation of new PACs. It's a novel idea here. At the conference, a flyer is circulated that cites the pro-democratic advocacy group MoveOn.org and the pro-Israel lobby group APAC as examples April 6 would like to emulate. The earnest conversation, one of hundreds, if not thousands, taking place every day across the country, goes on. Talk of politics in Egypt used to be full of jokes and cynicism. Now that something might really be at stake, the tone has changed. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.